Well, Madam Arroyal is kindly with us for a corridor. Imagine Takapatafo pre-dawn July 10, Friday, and the National Hautapu ceremony is taking place there. It's always a special place to visit, but would be even more so too with the fires, the waiata, the stillness and the beauty of Takapatafo. Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei Chair, Madam Arroyal, is expecting thousands on the hill for this pre-dawn ceremony of remembrance and reflection as part of the wider Matariki Heringa Waka celebrations. Marama, thank you again for joining us on Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Morena, tēnā koe, Dale.
How much are you going to charge people?
It's a korehe, it's a free event.
What?
It's a free event.
No. I know it's free, Marama. Of course it is, but it's going to be super cool up there. I get a great vibe every time I come to visit Takapatafo. And it's right that we celebrate it right across the nation. Different rohe have held that responsibility. It's all filmed and celebrated up and down the country. What are you looking forward most about the opportunity to host Hautapu 26, Marama?
Well, you know, obviously we feel very honoured and privileged to be able to host the National Hautapu. So the hallmark event is the Hautapu Amotu on the 10th of July up at Takapatafo. And we're doing that alongside Manatū Taonga and Professor Rangi Mātāmua. As you said, we're expecting a large number of people, thousands of people to come, and really to gather and acknowledge those who have passed and celebrate the present and also look to the future. One of the things that I'm most excited about is Tūhono, which opens on the 27th of June, and that'll run nightly until mid-July. And the reason I'm excited because it's been created by four of our young Ngāti Whātua artists, and it includes three of my nephews and one of my niece. Yeah, just as their auntie, I'm incredibly proud to be able to see their talent on display in the whole city. So Tūhono will stretch from Te Kumititanga through the city centre and the waterfront and right through to Te Tuangaroa. If you're out and about between those dates, please go and have a look and follow the trail alongside it, which is part of the celebration of Matariki Heringa Waka.
Tēnā koe. This is Tūhono. I was going to ask you how Monique's involvement features here. This is Monique Maihi Pihama. Tell us about a little more about Tūhono. Because we can imagine what Hautapu is like, but there are so many different events acknowledging Matariki 26 across wider Tamaki Makaurau. But let's lock in on Tūhono a little more, if you'd be kind enough, please, Marama.
Yeah, sure. Look, the name means to tie together. That's exactly what it does. It follows the journey of Waihoretu and brings together the light, the sound, the storytelling and contemporary Māori designs. It connects people, places and stories across Tamaki, and together with Tūrama and Taurima, it forms the world's longest indigenous art trail. So that's why it's quite an exciting activation for this Matariki Heringa Waka.
And Waihoretu, of course, with the development of the city, the extension at what was the foot, and then we reclaimed land to create the port area there. A lot of the richness of its Māori has been lost, eh? And isn't it wonderful that by doing art trails of this type and talking of Waihoretu, how more people are starting to understand about it, bearing in mind it's been sort of covered and kept from us for so long.
This is the beauty of this time, this special time for us. We've just entered a new moon cycle, which marks the beginning of Matariki season. And for us, it's not just about the one day. It's about remembering those who have passed, or obviously celebrate where we are today and think about where we're heading in the future. And of course, our young Māori artists, with their beautiful mahi toi, is all part of that. So, yeah, we want everyone to be part of it. We want them to come together, and we want them to feel, most of all, welcome, but also part of that storytelling. and experiencing it with tūhono.
Tēnā koe, the hautapu ceremony, of course, acknowledging those who passed in the year gone, and sadly, that is not lost on the people of Takaparawhau, as they acknowledge, many who have gone. But we also give thanks for their presence through our lives. So a very special and meaningful hautapu ceremony on July 10. Now, it's an open invitation. Must make it pretty difficult for you guys to cater. We mentioned thousands, but we don't know, is it one or two or three? You know, if they put out the blanket invitation and say, no, my hara mai, you won't know who's going to turn up in pre-dawn.
Yeah, look, we've been doing this for the last 5 years, obviously not at this scale, but we have been doing it, hosting hautapu, and we've hosted, our last crowd was up around the 3,000s. We do feed everyone, we give them breakfast as part of the, part of that whole process. It's beautiful to see the whenua with people on it. And all there for the one celebration of, seeing Matariki rise. And of course, the remembrance and then looking, pai tawhiti, looking into the future. What does that look like for, not only for us, but for them? And so, we're up for it. We're feeling good. We know that we can host as many who turn up. And we have put it out there as an open invitation. We had a beautiful planting day on Saturday just gone, and we had over 200 people on our whenua planting, and this was from around the community, not just our whānau. So we know that when the call goes out, people will come, and those that have experienced our hautapu in the past know that they come under the korowai aroha of Ngāti Whātua, and that we will look after them and be good hosts to them.
Yeah, tēnā koe. It's beautiful up on the hill. And let's face it, if Muldoon had his way, we'd be looking at mansions, not
You're
at whenua.
Right. We would not be certainly standing on it as whenua rangatira. So, yep, tika.
Tēnā
koe. Tika tō kōrero, Dale.
I had a wonderful kōrero, his name escapes me, but he's very cool, who oversaw the planting day. What was his name? He's neat. Last week we spoke about it, just before planting day. So it's
Was it Te Puna?
Keep going.
Mervin?
Well, let's say one of them. He was cool as, anyway. I love talking with him. and were there many little white faces down there planting trees on the weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey. And we have them volunteering at Porewa. They come in their groups. And like I say, our waharo is always open to anyone who wants to come and put their hands in the whenua and just, help us revitalise our beautiful whenua up here on the hill. As you keep referring to it, I love it. I love it when you call it the hill.
Is that okay? Because I grew up with it, but, my mum and dad were always referred to it as Boot Hill. Down there at Okahu Bay. Hey, while we're talking about these wonderful environmental initiatives, I recall one where we deliberately reseeded mussels spat in Okahu Bay because of their filtering properties. And it just sort of sticks with me as an example of the ongoing environmental focus that our whanaunga from Takaparawhau have. We just talked about Planting Day and Hautapu. Are there any other environmental initiatives that you can share with us that the iwi are involved in, Marama?
Yeah, well, we've got a document called Ko Te Pukaki, which takes us out to 2040, and it's about the revitalisation and the regeneration of our whenua and our moana, and it takes us right back to our tūpuna and their kōrero around. How they practiced, and so yeah, it's a great. It's actually won two awards. It's just come off the back of an award in Wellington, that our team, our Porewa and Pukaki team, won this award. But it is actually not about the trophies or the awards. It's about the mahi, and so we're very proud of what we've been doing up here, and we want to mirror that across Central Tāmaki. We know that as one of the biggest iwi living here in Central Tāmaki, we have to mitigate our carbon footprint, and by doing all of this environmental work just ensures that our mokopuna have got a future and to live in our beautiful city. And so, you know, we're very committed and very, it's a priority for us to ensure that sort of sustainability and that Papatūānuku is looked after so that our mokopuna and our generations to come can be proud of you know, of where they are and where they live, and of course their whenua. So, yeah, it's an important, like I say, it's a priority for us to ensure that we keep doing that mahi.
Tēnā koe. Hey, Marama, have you ever heard the story why people did call it Boot Hill?
Oh, there's many stories. My grandmother, who was who raised me, she was living down below, just down on the where Kite Moana is, actually just on the roadside of Kite Moana. And her version was that, you know, when the pā was burnt down in the 1950s, they got kicked up the hill, and so they called it Boot Hill, booted up the hill. But there are many stories. There are many, many stories, but yeah, I suppose it's just about what you were told when you were growing up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, sometimes down Lokahu, I picture the whare down there. I wasn't old enough, but I remember talking with Joe about it, and you know, his voice started to crack because he was a kid when that happened. You know, this was all to do with people thinking it unsightly. Because the Queen was going to drive Tāmaki Drive. So, you know, bear in mind, there are many hardships our people have endured, but we are resolute and resilient, and no better example than what's happening up at Takapanafo, this hotapu. Thank you, Marama. Wonderful to talk with you.
You're welcome. We'd love to see you up here, Dale.
Sounds wonderful. I look forward to seeing you too. Thank you, Marama.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā
mihi. Marama Royal with us, the chair at Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. Or up on the hill, as we know. We've got a little matariki. Oh, in fact, I don't even know if we've got long enough to play it.